Go to smooth, relaxing, and easy here in about a minute and a half.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Remember, until next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. We'll see you at International Village next week. I'll be at the broadcast booth trying desperately to look competent. Stay tuned. Smooth, relaxing, and easy is coming up next here on the Giggle Puss Broadcasting Network. Tune to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio McKeesport. It's 3 o'clock.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org, also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Fox and the orchestra on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Don't Give Up on Us. And before that, we started this program off with the 101 Strings and Georgie Girl. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy for another week. Good to be with you. Always great to be with you, whether it's on Tube City Online Radio, WRCT in Pittsburgh, or Vulcan Sound Radio. So always happy to be here, and glad you're here too. It is time for... It is time for holidays of the day that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, but should celebrate anyway because they're there to celebrate, because you want to celebrate something, right? Or something like that. Anyhow, beginning with August the 8th, it's International Cat Day. Did you hear that, Bruno? It's International Cat Day on Friday. Anyhow, that's my cat. He doesn't care. Happiness Happens Day. And it's also Sneak Some Zucchini Onto Your Neighbor's Porch Day. If you're a gardener with an overabundance of zucchini, you are encouraged to stealthily drop a squash off at a neighbor's door, anonymously if possible. That's harder to do with the camera doorbells nowadays. It's part humor, part generosity, and wholly rooted in community-grown chaos. So there you go. August 9th is Book Lovers Day. It's also National Rice Pudding Day. Some people like that. It's also Veep Day, meaning we're commemorating the importance of vice presidents, the presidents in charge of vice. That's one for the pudding fans and page turners alike. So there you go. August 10th is Lazy Day. It's also National S'mores Day. And it is also Duran Duran Appreciation Day. And if you were on a flight with me last October, you would have heard all about a follower of Duran Duran, a groupie, a professional groupie, doesn't get paid anything, but she told the whole story about Duran Duran. So if you're hungry like the wolf, there you go. There's that day. August 11th is Son and Daughter Day. It's also Presidential Joke Day, and there are a lot of those going around. It's also Play in the Sand Day. Presidential Joke Day actually commemorates the 1984 hot mic gaffe by President Ronald Reagan, who joked, "We begin bombing in 5 minutes." History met humor and maybe a little bit of awkwardness that day. August 12th is Middle Child Day, Vinyl Record Day, and Julian Fry Day. So you can have Julian French fries for your middle child while you play their favorite record on the platter spinner. August 13th is Left Handers Day. That's always a good day for people with left hands, I guess. It's also Filet Mignon Day. Eat it with your left hand. It's also International Wolf Day. So let's be honest, the lefties deserve a holiday for surviving a right-handed world of scissors and spiral notebooks. Exactly, right? And then finally, August 14th is Creamsicle Day. It's also National Financial Awareness Day, if you're aware of financial. And Tattoo Removal Day. Good day to think twice about the barbed wire armband you got in 2002. Or just get a creamsicle and pretend it never happened. There you go. So those are your holidays of the day that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, but you're going to now because I told you about them. Here's Paul Marriott, Feel Like Making Love, on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Summers are for taking it easy, and we've got just the right music to keep it that way. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Chase the winter.
This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Does it better than John Gregory and the orchestra here on SRE. Before that, we had Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with a song called Love So Fine. And the Carpenters were in there with Sandy and Frank Chaxfield with Alfie. And we started that set with Paul Marriott and Feel Like Making Love. I'm Eric O'Brien. Nice to be with you for another week here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. We have more music for you. Here's Lex de Azevedo. And Didn't We? Thank you.
our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Burt Bacharach on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. There's always something there to remind me about something. Usually works, too. David Snell before that with My Shally, and Ronnie Aldridge in there with Ebony and Ivory. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, where it is time for the ever-popular world record report, which does not hold much today, unfortunately. But we'll see what we can do. Starting in, this is interesting. Liu Weiquiang, I'm sure I screwed that up, lifts 144 kilograms with a single middle finger. I don't know if that was to give the middle finger to somebody. Anyhow, a Chinese fitness influencer set the jaw-dropping Guinness World Record by deadlifting 144 kilograms using only his middle finger, surpassing the previous mark of 138.5 kilograms held by Egmond Molina in March 2024. The lift took nearly 10 seconds with weight plates and a carabiner rigged to his finger. And those plates equate to roughly the weight of a washer, dryer, a motorcycle, or two beer kegs. So there you go. That's really special. Let me pull up the one on the screen here. Over 6,700 fans for a single 8-foot, 1,200-pound replica baseball. Setting the Guinness World Record for the most autographs on a single sports memorabilia item in Fort Wayne, Indiana. The previous record was just 2,146 signatures on a giant jersey, and this attempt more than tripled that total. Fans across 15 minor league baseball parks participated in a multi-week tour, culminating with 684 signatures at MLB headquarters on July 29th alone. Wow. That's amazing. Our friend David Rush has not been up to much this summer. Last year he was working really hard. But he is still waiting to hear about the 10 balloons that he and his buddy broke between them on July 25th. So I guess we're still waiting to hear about that. But he currently holds 181 titles achieved last year when he smashed 55 vinyl records in 30 seconds to surpass Silvio Saba. So there you go. He's still out there. He just isn't doing much at the moment for whatever reason. And we certainly wish him well. I mean, I do, because I like talking about his feats. Wouldn't you? Well, let's put it all together. Here's Sid Dale and the orchestra on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. We'll be right back.
summer's here, and the time is right for smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Relaxing and Easy. Floyd Kramer there with Mandy. That was a Barry Manilow tune. Before that, we had Barry Lippman with Sunny. Walter Wonderly in there with Summer Samba, and Sid Dale and Let's Put It All Together. We're putting it all together here on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, WRCT Pittsburgh, and Vulcan Sound Radio for you every week. And here is Henry Mancini. You make me feel like dancing, even if it's slowly. Faith is going to take us to the top of the hour with some pillow talk. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Thank you.
is a production of PBRTV.com.